Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is trainer education, and we're going to discuss being flexible while still getting results. And this is actually in regards to a trainer's perspective of being flexible with clients and understanding that with changing times that we have going on right now with in regards to the coronavirus. And this would be true in a year from now if that's no longer a big issue. It's just anytime somebody runs into a situation in which their normal routine has to change. We as trainers have to understand that we have to be flexible. And we have to kind of lead the client through that flexibility mindset in order to keep them still progressing towards their goals, rather than thinking that just because their normal routine is no longer kind of possible, that it doesn't mean everything shuts down and they can't, produce results and, always bad luck. This always happens to me or blah, blah, blah. So we have to be open-minded to changing our approach and then actually do so aggressively and in front of the client to try to lead them through it. So rather than us freaking out and having the negative mindset and, oh man, can't get results if they can't come to the gym, or, oh, they're sitting at home all day, all they're going to do is eat crap. Get rid of that stuff. Get way more positive mindset. Be the cheerleader that they'll need. Okay. And motivate them to make these changes and kind of still move forward through this tough time. So that's what we're going to talk about today. With a lot of things going on right now, people are kind of gyms are closing. So the online clients I work with, in the United States and in Europe, their gyms are closing down, and it's hard to kind of figure out, where do we go? Do we go to a friend's gym? Then actually one friend's gym, they let in too many friends, and now the person's not sure if they can go there. So just kind of craziness is going on. And then schools are out right now for a couple weeks. So, any kind of parent, parents are stuck at home now. All of a sudden they have to be the babysitter. So they can't go to the gym. A lot of people have to work from home. So their nutritional changes might happen. They might be sitting around house more. There's more access to food. So all of a sudden they start, picking and choosing at food. And then with all of these changes going on, people are going to deal with depression, anxiety, worries, concerns, stress, all that stuff. So what I wanted to talk about today was 5 steps that personal trainers can take to kind of help their clients through these times. So you can kind of check these off as you go, write them down. And maybe if you want to, as a trainer, you can go through and try to put some of these to practice and see if they help in order to motivate your clients and keep you motivated as well. So the first thing we have is to increase your check-ins. So if people aren't going to the gym as often, you're not going to see them possibly maybe as often. Maybe they have to downgrade their training sessions. Maybe they have to cancel training sessions altogether. Remember that most likely all of the circumstances that would happen in moments like this are most likely temporary. Meaning the coronavirus is up, it's running, it's freaking everybody out, everybody has to make changes. It's understandable. I'm not saying you shouldn't, I'm saying you should, absolutely. But it's also likely that this isn't going to be a permanent thing. So schools can't stay out forever. Businesses can't stay closed forever. So things are going to have to go back to normal. So recognize that if you stay with your clients during this downtime, they're more likely to come back to you when everything comes back to normal. So too often when trainers run into moments like this, it's out of sight, out of mind. Meaning if you're not meeting with those people as often, then you're not going to think of them as often. Therefore, you're not going to follow up as often. They're more likely to kind of fall back into bad habits, maybe lose motivation. Maybe they're just going to kind of a lot less likely to come back to you afterwards. So increase your check-ins, whether it's text, email, whatever you do that your system is. Maybe you have an app or something that your gym uses that lets you communicate with clients. So whatever it is that you have access to in regards to communicating with them, definitely do it. Now, if you don't want to do it personal, maybe you have too many people or it's kind of limited in time, you can do a mass, blind CC, a BCC kind of email. You can just kind of email everybody. Maybe email them whatever your frequency is, try to double it or make it a little more often. So if you communicate once a week, try to make it twice a week. If you do it twice a week, try to make it 3 times a week. But send something, even just lets them know that you're still caring about them. You're still thinking about them. Now, granted, this is probably one of the biggest areas that I actually have trouble with. If I was looking at my own habits as a personal trainer, is I help a lot of people, and it is hard for me. Like, I have a file that I use that reminds me of everyone that I have sent free information to and have kind of like current active accounts, if that makes sense. Even if they're free accounts, or even if they're just somebody who checks in via email once every 2 or 3 months, I try to remember to send something back. Now, I'm not the best at it in any way whatsoever. I guarantee there are people that do better than me. However, the best thing is, the great thing for you is, no matter how good or bad I am at it, it still makes it a good idea, and you can do it too. But that is something that I always work on, is trying to check in with people more often. It is difficult because sometimes it leads into conversations that you don't really have time for. When you're trying to check in with 30-some people and everybody sends you 2 or 3 messages back, all of a sudden, you know, communication gets a little wild for the day. And I have had clients where I probably sent them a text message 2 or 3, then 4 days later I send 2 or 3, 4 days later I send 2 or 3, but it's because I have, you know, 30, 40, 50 other people I'm trying to balance. Now, that can be overwhelming for you as a trainer. However, who gives a shit? You still need to check in with people. So, you know, whine, blah, blah, blah. You still got to make these things work. So do mass emails, do quick personal things, just something that says, hey, I just want to check in and say how you're doing. Hope everything's going well. Doesn't even have to be in depth. Don't even have to give them, like, you know, specific advice. Just let them know that you acknowledge them, and that works well. The other thing, step 2, we have is to increase workout option flexibility. So meaning that if somebody thinks, like, if I can't get in my exact workout I have written on paper, it's a failure. No. So if they can't get into the gym that day, but they get on YouTube and try to find a bodyweight workout for 20 minutes, or, you know, yoga lattes, or, you know, something that gets them up and moving, gets blood flow, gets the muscles active, let them know that that is positive, and let them know that that is an okay workout. So you have to tell your clients that something is better than nothing, and kind of pump up the ideas of what those maybe other somethings are. So they're going to want to be perfectionists and stay with everything as close to perfect as possible. Let them know that perfect just means they put in effort that day. Even if the effort isn't, you know, if it has variable efforts, let's just say that. Let's not even compare efforts. You know, whether you went in the gym and squatted a 1 rep max, or you spent 20 minutes doing meditation on a yoga mat. Both of them are great because it was something for self-care. It was something for physical health, mental health, emotional health. Both of them will move the person forward in their health, okay, their physical health. So that's what we need to do with our clients, is make sure that they understand that workouts have flexibility and options now, and that something is better than nothing. And even if they're doing bodyweight workouts, like, it's a really good promotion to tell them that as long as they're getting some kind of muscle damage, they're still doing really good towards body composition change, meaning they're still going to lose fat, still going to build some muscle, still going to make some positive movements towards their physical goals. So podcast 181, we actually talk about how you can use muscle damage for fat loss. So where if you have the presence of damaged muscles, the body will increase the amount of calories and effort it puts towards repairing those muscles above and beyond storing body fat or dealing, you know, kind of like lazy in the sense of when there isn't muscle damage around. So just tell your clients, like, yeah, okay, we might not have been able to get to the gym and use dumbbells and barbells and stuff, but you can still do push-ups, you can do bodyweight back exercises, you can do really difficult bodyweight leg work exercises, things that still cause muscular annoyance and stress. And that muscular stress is still going to help you lose fat. So podcast 181, you can send to them and tell them this is why it's still good to do something at home, even if it's not the norm. Okay? The third thing we have, third step you can take, is provide adherence tracking. So if their routine has changed, send something that they can track themselves to still see if they're doing their meals correctly, still see if they're still working out or doing something for physical health that day, how they're doing with their sleep, how they're doing with their fluid intake. So send them things that they can track every single day, almost hour by hour throughout the day. And that helps people stay more on track, helps actually calm anxiety and fears, because it gives them something proactive to do rather than worry about what they're not doing. So that helps a ton. And if you're not sure of what that looks like or what you can send, email us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'll send you the sample of what we send as like an adherence tracking thing. Tracks nutrition, tracks workouts, tracks, you know, drinking, sleep, all that stuff. So you can email us, brutalirongym@gmail.com. We'll email it to you, then you can email it to your clients. OK, Okay. But that does help a lot because they're going to be worried about what results they are or are not getting. Refocus them on their adherence towards positive steps. If they can adhere to positive kind of like actions that you all set together, okay, you need to have these number of meals. This is what a good meal is. This is what a bad meal is. Now, we want to work out on these days. You want to, you know, drink this much, sleep this much. If you give them those and then they track that, they're going to have a better sense of day by day, hour by hour, of positive movement towards their goals rather than wondering or worrying about what they're missing in the meantime. So definitely send them some type of adherence tracking. Fourth thing we have is post positive stuff on social media. Good Lord. So I'm not bashing people being realistic of what's going on in the world, but just send some positive, happy vibes out there. So show like stories of clients, other clients being successful and pushing through and, you know, so-and-so did an awesome at-home workout. I was happy for them. You know, this is what they did. Or you can send like your own workouts. You can send motivational quotes. You can send videos. Just put stuff up on social media that it positively motivates your clients. And you can even use that as like a purpose for the emails that we mentioned earlier, is if you're going to do check-in emails, just check in and say, hey, we'll be posting some helpful things on our social media page. So if you don't follow us yet, please follow, you know, and you can send them a link. And that might actually increase your followers, by the way, which is helpful for later on after this kind of temporary madness might be over. So that's the fourth thing, is post positive stuff, positive stories, post workouts, post nutrition information, just post useful information for your clients on your social media. It'll give them something to look at and some kind of positive momentum when they get on social media compared to what else they might be seeing. The fifth thing we have is to provide more resources. So if you know that your clients currently have extra time off, if they do have some downtime due to the changes that are happening for them, send them videos you want them to watch. Send them podcasts, hint, hint, that you want them to listen to, okay? So give them information. Give them something to keep their brains busy. So that way you can kind of use this as an time where if they've been kind of slacking on a certain concept, maybe they're not training so hard. Send them a video or a podcast or something about how hard they should train. Hint, hint, because we have a podcast on that. But just send them information, whether it's books, whether it's podcasts, whether it's YouTube videos, anything. But if they have extra time, fill it. Okay, idle hands are the devil's playground. So give them something to do with their hands. Okay, give them something to do with the brains. It'll give them less time worrying about what they're not eating or eating. So it helps prevent overeating by keeping them busy. So those are five things you can do to help your clients stay successful whenever things are kind of just going crazy and people are struggling with what to do when their normal routine is no longer the norm. So number one was increased check-ins. Number two is increase workout option flexibility. Number three is provide adherence tracking. Number four is positive social media stories. Number five is provide more resources. Cool. So it's a little bit of a quick one, but I wanted to get it out there and just kind of get this point across, get this topic covered. So if you're a trainer or anyone listening to this, and you want an at-home training plan, like a kind of a generic structure that will apply to all clients, we have that and we have it for free. So we talked about it at two podcasts ago in the last training podcast, the offer for free at-home workouts. We also offered to write discount cost personalized programs for training and nutrition. And as trainers, you might be interested, is we do have offers for ghostwriting services, where if you're not sure how to handle a client that you're at, whether it's in this moment or otherwise, and you want help with writing their programming or how to solve their problem, we do have ghostwriting services available where we actually work with you to write what's needed for your client. Your client never knows that we're involved. They just get the information straight from you. You look like a genius, and then you know what to do for the future when you run into those same situations. So we have podcast 513, and we talk about training services for ghostwriting. And 525, we talk about nutrition services for ghostwriting. So if you're interested in that, we're always happy to help. So one way or another, if there's any help you needed, we can provide it. So please let us know. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Whatever it is, we'll help. Okay? So hopefully you can start putting some of these five steps in place, and it should definitely help you communicate better with your clients and keep them motivated and keep them moving forward, even in times of kind of hardship or uncertainty. Cool. Okay, if you need anything from us, please let us know. If you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.